Out there, yeah, I know it's Thursday, right? Yeah, you can't be Thursday, I'm telling you. That means you have one more work day for most of us. I know there's some of you out there, hey, I'm sorry, I do apologize, but you know, you may have more than one work day left. Hey, but it's all good, it's all good. Hey, welcome to Let's Talk here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Talk, and we have an outstanding show planned for you today. And we're going to be talking about how you manage your money. You know, because if you take a look at it, every day there's something going on where we're a nation of waste. And that goes for our personal finances also. Sometimes we just don't get it, or we just don't know. Well, hopefully today on the show, we're going to give you a couple of ideas that possibly could help you in getting your finances straight. And also, we're just going to have us a good time today. Because it's Thursday, and it's a great day. Because you're breathing. You're alive. You can't beat that, can you? Heck no, you can't beat that. Not at all, not at all. Anyway, once again, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and we have some outstanding stuff going on today for you. We really do. As I mentioned before, we'll be talking about finances. How do you manage your finance? And hopefully we're going to give you a few tips as far as what you can do to make your finances go a little longer, you know, or for you to get that, you know, start saving that extra dollar here and there to help you understand what's going on. You know what you see what I'm saying? So, yes, we're going to be talking about that today also. All right. Now, before we get started with the show, of course, you know, there's always some things that we have to talk about. And, of course, those include the house rules. Oh, man, I got something for y'all today. I'm just trying to go through my progression so we can get to this. And I want y'all to hear something. But anyway, okay, let's go to the house rules. House rules are, on this show, we encourage open dialogue, you know. And I think I'm a very liberal host, and I like to hear everyone's opinion. And I like to hear everyone's opinion feeding off each other. You know, some hosts will say, okay, thank you, and close the line. Well, I leave the lines open so we all can communicate together, have that dialogue. However, at times it becomes very chaotic because we have individuals that love to talk over each other. Well, please don't do that, okay? Don't talk over each other. As I said before, it becomes chaotic, and no one understands anyone else. Your point is missed, their point is missed, and if somebody new is coming in, they don't understand what we're talking about. So please, don't do that. Make your comments short and sweet as possible, I know some of us, you know, we have a way of saying things that can take longer than normal. And I'm just asking you to cut it down a little bit, make it to the point. There are some subjects I know that you talk about and they need a little bit more time to explain, but not everything you say. And when someone says, "I agree with you," you don't have to go on any further. That means someone has agreed with you. Shut up. And the next person speak, okay? And, of course, my big thing, no personal attacks. You know, that is the lowest of the low to me, when you have to stoop low enough to start attacking the person. And let's be honest, no one on Blog Talk really knows each other. Well, the majority, okay? But whether that's said or not, there's no need for you to personally attack anyone. Now, you can personally attack. I mean, you can attack the topic. You can attack what they said. But do not at all attack the person. If I feel that's happening, you'll immediately go into the zap zone. Okay? I'm just telling you as it is. And as I just said, of course, if anyone violates any of these house rules, and, you know, it is what it is. You get zapped, okay? And you don't know what zap is? It is right. That's right. That's what that is. Oh, Lord have mercy. Now here's one that I got for you, too, that this is especially for those that really don't want to listen. Six, I give nine, you a warning, right? Seven, you hear that warning? Six, five, it's a countdown, four, right? Three, two, yeah, that's a warning.
One. Press any key to return to the main menu.
Now, that's a special one right there. That is a special one. You know, I'm just letting y'all know ahead of time. It's special. So if you hear that going on, you must have really hit a nerve. Oh, my goodness. I'm just saying it as it is. All right. Anyway, so those are the house rules. Please respect house rules. Okay. And you know what's so funny, though? I read these house rules every day. And it's like the people that really needs to hear the house rules are never here in the beginning. Isn't that amazing? Oh, Lord, what about that? But it's okay. They'll get the message. Hey, Vernon, I see you out there, man. Thank you for joining us. And BP, I see you too. Yeah, boo-boo. And thank you for joining also. Now, this is, you know, my guest in the chat room. Or for anybody else out there listening, just listening on the phone, thank you for joining us as well. So, with that being said, let's get on to the other preliminaries of the show. Now, I got a song of the day, man. I'm telling you, y'all gonna like it. Y'all gonna like it. Now, I'm gonna tell you, there's some words in it that may offend somebody, but you can't take them out because you got to get your point across. Okay, so if you're offended, you think you may be offended, just turn the volume down for about 4 minutes, okay? And you let the song of the day play. Now, without any further ado, we're going to go ahead and knock it on out right now. And here is the song of the day.
To the club like, what up, I got a big pack, I'm just pumped, I bought some shit from a thrift shop, Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green drapes and a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. But shit, it was 99 cents.
I get copping it,
washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in by me and grungy fucking me. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain, bitch. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down?
Thank
you. Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. Yeah. I bought a broken keyboard. Yeah. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard.
Oh.
Hello, hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game, hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneaker heads would be like,
ah, he got the Velcro.
Whoa. I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Ow.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. Awesome.
What she know about rocking a wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin?
Whoa.
I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt. Cause right now I'm up in her skirt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the. I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that motherfucker. The building onesie with the socks on that motherfucker. I hit the party and they stop in that motherfucker. They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant bitch. I call that getting swindled and pimped. I call that getting tricked by business. That shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella don't eat gang. Come take a look through my telescope. Trying to get girls from a brand, man, you hella won't. Then you hella won't.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes.
Right.
I look incredible.
Come on, man.
I'm in this big ass coat
from
that thrift shop down the road. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Is that your grandma's coat?
Is that your granddad's coat? Hey, I love that song, man. That was Thrift Shop by Macklemore and was Ryan Lewis featuring Wiz. And you know what? And I had to play that song because today we're talking about how are you managing your money. And believe it or not, you can find some of the better deals at thrift stores, at Salvation Army stores, at Goodwills, you know, but everybody think they have to go to these big expensive stores. You know, you find the same stuff there for a whole lot cheaper. I know a lot of my clothes I wear, people say, oh, I like that. Where did you get it from? I got it from the Goodwill. Really? Yeah. You know, just because it says Goodwill don't mean they have any raggedy stuff now. Now, some places they do, but the majority of Goodwill stuff is stuff people have donated, whether they can no longer wear them, and they may not have ever worn them. They just grew out of them. You know how some people are, buy clothes and blah, blah, blah. So that's why I chose that song, for anybody who's trying to wonder why, okay? All right, because I know about the thrift shop. I really do. All right, anyway, and the quote of the day is, ooh, y'all gonna like this one. Here we go. Save a part of your income and begin now. For the man with a surplus controls circumstances, and the man without a surplus is controlled by circumstances. And that's by Henry H. Buckley. And that's plain and simple. You can't make it any simpler than that, can you? Hey, if you have money, and you got money saved up, you can control what happens. If you don't, then everything's controlling you. Hey, that makes sense to me. I may be looking at it wrong, but it makes a whole lot of sense. Hey, I see Mr. Lowe and Mr. Goofy showed up today. I'm glad y'all have. Thank you for joining us. All right, now, here's the big thing. Here's what I want to get into today. Now, usually, I have stories to talk about. Y'all know this. Usually, I have some big stuff to talk about. But before we get to the main topic today, I am going to play a clip, okay, from the Debbie Daly Show. And I'm just going to put out that where Mr. Solution was a participant that evening. Now, let me premise this a little bit. Now, the show started off with Debbie Daly ranting and raving about Goofy telling us something. I guess they were headed out and she was upset. she was upset. But yeah. So this clip is about 10 minutes long, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and play it, and then when I come back, we're going to go ahead and discuss this thing, cuz I have some thoughts on that, I'm going to have some thoughts myself. All right. So, without further ado, here's Mr. Solution on the Debbie Daly Show, April the 5th.
This is FO Show.
Abusive. Now, I want to launch into something. I had a personal experience that may coincide with your experience. And kind of like a person who has achieved a certain kingship, and they will assist other people if those people show themselves worthy. Now, I have always shown myself worthy to get in the good favor of other people who cared about people showing themselves worthy, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. It has worked for me real well. And that's what I have to go on from an existential standpoint, is what has worked for me. Some people say, well, I'm too book-oriented. That's usually the accusation that's launched at me. You're too much into words. You're too much into books. You're not as much into reality. Now, I rebuff that. I refute that because I am into reality. But I do pair the two. I use both. Now, you know someone. Take, for example, Joe. I had an affection and appreciation for Joe. We like Joe. But Joe is a complete asswipe. Joe used to follow me on shows, the Joe from Montana, the Icebox. He used to follow me. He would hear me on a show. I've known Joe. I don't think Blog Talk has been in existence for over about 6 years. But I have been on and familiar with Blog Talk for at least 4 to 6 years, maybe from its inception, because I searched the Internet, and I look for entertainment / education. And Joe would hear me on a show, and he would come on the show. He says, hey, I heard Rich on the show. That's actually my name, Richard. But I changed it, you know, to Mr. Solution. So he says, I heard Rich, and whatever Rich says, I agree with 98% of it. 98%. I'm a figures man, by the way, Debbie. That's the way I am. And so most people don't agree with themselves 98% of the time. And so now the other day on a show that Joe creates a plantation, a bunch of blacks, Joe has already said, and these people identify themselves as blacks, it's called the Mr. Talk. And Joe just launched into an attack against me. And I thought, wait a minute, is he really talking about me? Because it made no sense. He says, you're narcissistic, da-da-da-da-da. Every show you come on, you cause confusion. Well, shit, Debbie, people email me asking me to come on their show for interviews, such as yourself. Because I'm really multifaceted. I don't just talk about relationships. I can talk about a whole number of things, science, health, I could talk about education, finances. I mean, just a plethora of subjects. I am fairly familiar with the fundamentals. So Joe just launched in an attack against me, and I felt like he was threatened because I threatened his plantation. And, in fact, it was what you call projecting or mirroring. Mirroring. He was saying, well, you are narcissistic, but it is really he that's narcissistic. He is the narcissistic one. And it really bothered me because I thought Joe and I had a connection. And here this fool comes attacking me. You're narcissistic. You know, you cause problems. If I cause problems, why would people ask me to be on their shows? I mean, people email me, they call me up, some people, you know, they have my phone number, and they ask me, they say, come on my show as my special guest. Enough said. So anyway, I said, this guy is a fucking fool. He's an asswipe. So what he has done is caused me to be very suspect and suspicious of anyone on Blog Talk, because Joe held himself out to be an intelligent person. However, in an instant, he reduced himself to a complete asswipe. Now, I wouldn't debate him. Why? Because if he agrees with 98% of what I say, what am I going to debate? He already agrees with me. But if I took his fucking ass to court for slander, he would leave with a barrel around himself. And you know the old adage, that means your ass has totally been wiped out. But I'm just saying, Blog Talk evidently, and I'm not saying I grasp everything, although I am learning, it is a collection mostly of morons. People attack each other for the fun of it. There's no justification, no rhyme or reason, you know. And I've known Joe for at least 4 to 5 years, but Joe is a white man who hangs out with black shows to ingratiate himself, I think, because of the extreme narcissism. Now, my son will throw the word narcissism around, but he has no idea of what narcissism means. He's more narcissistic than anybody. I'm talking about Brian at this particular juncture. But Joe, I expected more of. Now, sometimes do I get a little bit frustrated with people who put themselves out there as wanting an answer and then will argue with someone who brings the answer? Yes, I do. And I will say their position is stupid. Or sometimes I may even say they are stupid in that particular context. But so my position as far as coming on Blog Talk is always to give back. I don't give a shit about your race, or I shouldn't even say race because race is not a scientifically significant reality, but I should say ethnicity. I don't give a fuck about your ethnicity. If you are a genuine person and I can share something with you to get your ass out of the marsh, out of the bog, out of being stuck that you're in, I'll share it with you. It's not about me being narcissistic. Fuck that. How am I narcissistic? If I were narcissistic, I wouldn't share. It would be all about me. I'm altruistic, not narcissistic. And just like most people don't understand the difference between confidence and conceit, neither do they understand the difference between narcissism and altruism. A lot of people are fucking idiots, and that is what sinks their life ship. Anyway, that's just the way I feel.
I have a lot to say about that. I can't. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
I'm shocked that would say something like that about you, Mr. Solution.
Yeah, it really took, because I questioned myself. I said, does he know who he's speaking to? Because my only position for coming on any show is not to get, you know, I always say I prefer to be the feet of the swan, the beautiful swan floating down the river. I don't need any fucking fanfare.
I see how you got your name too, because you use Mr. Solutions, and you always, by the way you're speaking, it sounds like you always give the solution to the problem.
Well, yeah, thank you. And you know, it's interesting you say that, because I haven't really given any solutions at this particular juncture. But I really do offer people viable solutions. I offer them, first of all, book reading, because a person has to prepare themselves for any success that they want to receive. And if a person won't do the minimal work to put themselves in the place for success, they don't want success. And mainly I deal with financial success, mental and emotional success, and also health success. I have achieved a great quantity of success, and so I try and share that with other people who desire it. And that's it. I pay myself. I don't need people for shit. I pay myself. And I give
And once again, that was Mr. Solution on the Debbie Daily Show on April the 5th. And what y'all think about that, huh? I'm telling you, man, that was, oh, my goodness. And it all started because Debbie Daily said, Goofy Bone said something about splattering her brains over the living room or something like that. And, of course, Mr. Solution called in, and he had to give his account of what happened that day on my show. But, you know, it's interesting. I mean, he used words as plantation. But you wait a minute, before I get to that, here's something else I want y'all to pay attention to. Now, if this is a man who comes on the show and just berates, I'm going to say it right, he berates women, especially our black women. He tells them up. He can't say nothing nice about them. But yet he goes on this white woman show, and he's just the shit. Now, I'm going to say that, you know, am I the only one who's seeing this thing going on now? Because something wrong with that. I'm not going to lie to you. Something's wrong with that. You know, and later on in that show, he tells Debbie Daly she has the best show. Now, I've listened to her show, and it's but anyway, but I'm not knocking her show. But it was the same thing where he, Mr. Solution, one time told us don't listen to the show because it's raggedy. She was stupid. If you're going to be on one side, be on one side. Understand what I'm saying? Just because your feelings got hurt don't mean you need to start insulting people. You know, that doesn't sound like an altruistic person to me. Not at all. And the altruistic person, y'all, for those that may be wondering what it is an unselfish concern for the welfare of others. Selflessness. That's not what it sounds like, especially when you go, I pay myself. Yeah, I pay myself. I don't need fucking people. Well, okay, let's see who got their hands up. Okay, I see Mr. Lowe got his hands up. Hey, y'all come on, let me know what y'all thinking about that little piece right there. And for anybody else out there, you want to join in, 347-838-8622. Hey, let's talk about this thing. Hey, Mr. Lowe, how you doing?
Shalom, brother. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hold on. Let me bring Goofy in. Wow, the line's lit up for real. Goofy, see what you started?
Oh, I didn't start nothing. But how you okay. Gentlemen doing on this wonderful Thursday?
We're doing wonderful. But hold on. Let me bring Vernon in. All right, Vernon, you there?
Yeah, what's going on, gentlemen?
All right. All right, so, gentlemen, you, Yeah. So we heard the clip. What y'all think about it?
Go ahead. I'll go last.
I'll go second.
Okay. So Vernon.
I don't knock, Mr. Solution for his intelligence. He's an intelligent guy. But at the same time, nobody can disagree with him. If you ever disagree with him, you just became his enemy. And, that's something that he needs to deal within himself, because you're not going to be right on everything. People are entitled to their own opinion. And I sit here and I heard Mr. Solutions on this show sit there and bash people, personally attack people, call them idiots, and all kind of different things, and especially mm-hmm. women. But the minute somebody attacked him, and, he got all sensitized and went to this lady's show and basically bashed almost everybody over here. I heard him when he was taking up for Goop. I listened to the show.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying. He went on the show, actually, to defend Goof. And then, they ended up getting into this thing right here about the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with Solutions, man. But hey, man, if you can't take a punch, you might not need to punch.
There you go.
That's just how it goes, man.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I totally agree.
Yeah.
It is what it is. All right, Goofy.
I don't even know what happened. So she was crying that I said something about her head getting blown off or something like that?
Yeah, apparently you went on your show and you was ranting and raving about it. I don't know what that was about, but yeah.
Now, if you listen to my show, I don't remember what show it was. Because this woman has stirred up a lot of, trouble. I call her the revolving door of friendship. She'll be your friend until she finds a friend that's better than you. She'll dump you on the corner, and she'll go hang out with that friend. Now, I don't think there could be a friend any better than Mr. Solutions, so that's why Mr. Solutions has been hanging around there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Debbie got herself, somebody she kind of is in love with and idolizes. I mean, don't get me wrong, Mr. Solutions is a great character, very knowledgeable, but, I mean, he's a person that will, judge everybody, regardless if he's your friend or not. I have respect for the man as much as respect as I have for everyone on this council right here, but it's just, we're on Blog Talk Radio, People come on here to, do a show or entertain, The comment that I made about her, because she made a lot of trouble with a lot of people, I said, I'm surprised one of the, no one has went to her house and blown her head off.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only comment that I made. I didn't say that, I'm going to go over there personally and dump on her and kill her right in front of everybody in her house. No, I didn't say all that. But it's just, I come on here to entertain. I mean, come on. My name is Goofy Bone, for God's sakes. Just some people take this thing a little too serious, and especially her. She imagines that there's a rating system here at Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio don't give a shit about any one of us. They only want that money. And if they don't have that money, you're on a freebie, a free 30-minute membership, and that's it. No love, no nothing. I've been on Blog Talk Radio since this thing almost started. I mean, I've seen the thick and thins of Blog Talk Radio, and yet, I don't get no credit. There's no Academy Awards or the best show of the week or any of that, And this woman tends to think that, her show is ranked up there with all the great ones. I mean, there's no great ones. We're all in the same boat here. Come on now.
Well, let me ask you one question. Did Blog Talk get involved and said you had to apologize to her?
In her imagination, yeah. But, I mean, for real, Blog Talk, I've told so many things to this woman. And, Blog Talk Radio has never told me, hey, you need to apologize.
Mm.
But there was one show where Blog Talk Radio, I was talking about a lot of people, and I really put somebody down, and, you know, Blog Talk Radio did tell me, you know, I did go overboard. But that was it, you know, I didn't. And I admit that I did go overboard, and I did apologize to that person. But, yeah, that woman, like I said, she's a revolving door of friendship. She's a great person to have on the bad side. She's a great character.
All righty, then. thank you. Okay, Mr. Lowe?
Let me clean this thing up first and foremost. I'm going to say it like this. When you throw the word friendship out there, these have to be people that you know. I don't know Rich, Mr. Salute, whoever you want to be known as. It don't matter to me because I found contradictions in his name but in himself opposing to what he does. So as far as the friends part is concerned, I said it before, I'm man enough to say it. I have much respect for his knowledge, his plethora of knowledge in different areas. But as far as his personality is concerned, I have no respect for his personality because his personality is garbage, to put it nicely. I have other words. I just don't feel like cussing. But when you start to say, oh, yeah, well, you know, we're friends on that, I don't know these people. I mean, hell, it's two people on here that I know. I know Jack and I know Vernon. Other than that, everybody else could be axe murderers. How would I know? I don't know these people. I can come on, I can say what I need to say, put my two cents out there and back out and listen and make my own, come up with my own assumptions. I could be right or wrong. But at the end of the day, I don't know these people. And, you know, I'll say this much, as far as a quote-unquote an educated person is concerned, it looked like to me what that guy did was He took himself out on that big old tree stump, stood up there with a loincloth on, and he sold himself to that white woman. You know, I come on and I try to help everyone out, and I'm just here to help people, and I don't personally attack people, and I do this, and I, Yalsum, I'll be good, Yalsum. That's what I got from him with all of that carrying on that he was doing. I said a long time ago, I'm a man. You can like me or you can hate me. I was a man before I even come on this show. This show is not going to make me. And for me to tell anyone anything about a relationship, and I don't have one, then I'm a fool. I'm the town idiot. How can I tell you about something that I know nothing about? I cannot tell anyone what they need to do to be in a committed relationship if I don't know anything about it. I'm just
that's
an idiot.
True. Yeah.
I am, and it. I, you know what? He's the boy that cried wolf. Everything that he says has to be right, even though it's wrong some of the time. Some of the time he's right. Yeah, I'll give him credit for that. But, you know, as far as coming on and demeaning people, and I sat back before I exploded on him that show, and I said, hey, you know what? I'll sit back, listen to you call grown men bitches and shut the fuck up and all of this and all of that. And I knew the time would come when you would say it to me. And I offered, you can meet me or I can meet you. It doesn't matter. We can talk about it then. So, you know, as far as, and when you put it like that, then everything changes. See, I said on the show before, yeah, I know how to talk on Blog Talk. And when I need to go to the bank and talk to the people at the bank, I know how to talk to those people, too. And he used the term for it. Well, I really don't see how people can turn it on and turn it off. He does it all the time. Comes on the show, sounds very educated, has a plethora of information. And when someone steps on his toe and says, hey, well, you know, I really don't agree with that. And then all of a sudden, he's from the hood all of a sudden, you know. He's as ignorant as they come.
Wow. Well, hold on. Let me. I see somebody else with their hand up. Let me get them in also. Dun, dun, dun. Hello, 111. You're on the air.
Did everybody download the show?
Yeah, we listen. Yeah, we listen.
How many people did it?
We
listen. Well, what day was that show on?
April the 5th.
You work fast, Eric, because I know you must have downloaded it, but Jesus, everybody did?
Hey, bro. Let me tell you something. Before you say anything, Joe,
mm-hmm.
I want that dude, I want him, I would appreciate it if Eric would send something to Debbie Daly so that she can call him up, and because he's her new Negro. But, you know, I didn't appreciate this being called a, quote-unquote, one of those Negro shows.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can call here. Anyone has called in and gave their opinion. Well, that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
So send it out to him. I mean, I'll be the first to say, Joe, you're welcome to this show. I told you, we need you for your diversity. But as far as to come on and think, you know, I'm over all these sixth grade educated people. Fuck off with that, if that's the case.
Come on.
Yeah,
man.
I mean,
that's what your homeboy come out his mouth with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him, and you know, hey, I feel for the guy because he hate himself. Anytime you go to your mom and dad's house to visit, and you stay at the goddamn hotel, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, that sounds bad when he was telling that story.
I didn't hear that.
Bad.
He damn
yeah,
sure
he said.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he said that his real dad, he accepted his stepdad
was
because
this on
his
the
real
show?
Dad was son.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Either way, if
that
you
was
go
on
to
that
your
show?
Parents' home, if you go to your parents' home,
mm-hmm.
and you're not married, which makes it even easier because you don't have to accommodate anybody else. So you run your people now.
Mm-hmm.
You go to their home, and you decided you wanted to go and stay up at the hotel or whatever, there's something wrong with you.
Mm.
Sounds like a sucker right there. For real.
No,
it's like, come on. That's something like a friend would do. That's something like, okay, if I go to your house, you know,
that's
okay.
That's totally true.
I'm gonna go stay at a motel. You know what I'm saying? That's your flesh and blood right there. You created that motherfucker. He can't stay at your house.
I'll tell you why that's not true. It's not true because if anyone knows, Mr. Talk knows, you meet people in the military, y'all get real cool or whatever, and you go home with each other. And you know, you feel like you are part of their family and everything. You stay in the room with whoever, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you spend that time, and then you go back to the your own life. But for you to say to the world, well, yeah, you know, I visited home and I went and stayed at the hotel and man, get the hell out of here. I told you. I told everybody and I told him. He hates his own country ass. He's from the country and he hates the people that he grew up around and he hates the people that he know. So he'll do everything to disassociate himself with those people.
Hmm. How long was it? Because I came across it when I was surfing. Then I came across the show. And then I said, I heard him criticize me, and I said, well, I know this is going to last for about a half an hour. So then I just left and then downloaded the show. I haven't listened to it yet. How long? Mm-hmm. I know he said a few things about the show, which weren't exactly complimentary.
Yeah.
But it was like 90% about me, or 95% about me, I assumed, and 5% about everybody else. But I guess I'm wrong. I guess you went off on everybody, huh?
Well, you know, when you call everybody in the room a moron, and I'm standing in the room, then you offend me if you talk about me for an hour or 10 minutes.
Hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how that goes. You know, I can't understand how someone so great and so wonderful made a carbon copy of himself and said, hey, I need to pass all of this that I have along with someone else. Motherfucker.
Yeah, he's helping a lot.
Yeah, he's a sensitive, caring person. And he deals with people that are worthy.
I remember that. Yeah. That was
that's why he comes on the show once in a while. Once in a while, we're worthy.
You know, no disrespect, Joe. Mm-hmm. None whatsoever. I said it when I first started coming on this show. I said that I did my homework before I came on, and I listened to all the previous shows,
mm-hmm.
and because I wanted to come in and, you know, kind of know what people were talking about or whatever. Now, I hate to say it again, but to me, he enjoyed all the heydays with the council on fucked up relationships. He enjoyed those days. You know,
he enjoys what?
This was he enjoyed talking every single day about relationships.
All right. Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing else. Let's not dialogue about anything else or whatever. As long as there you and he and what's the other guy's name? Stan.
Oh, Stan.
Yes. As long as you three guys were on talking about women and what women do and this, everything was great. But when you got other people to come on and say, especially someone like Michael, and say, well, hey, wait a minute now, you know, this and that, then he would take offense to these things, man, you know. And you start talking about things like finances, education, anything that had nothing to do with women, he could dialogue on it, but he couldn't really grandstand because his grandstanding is against women, more especially black women.
Mm.
Oh, fuck.
Mm. And I listened to... But how long did it go? Because I know he was talking about me at the beginning, and then now. So, all right, how long did it last? Half hour? Because you know, Rich can go on forever. So, how long do I have to?
Oh, he talked a while. He like said he defended Goof. He talked about the movie Tombstone. The characters in there.
No, I don't mean about his whole spiel. About it. I mean how long did he talk about the show?
When did that clip start? Like how far into the show did that clip start, Mr. Talk?
Yeah,
maybe 10 minutes, 15
about,
minutes at the most.
The 13 minutes in.
Did you play it, Eric, or did you guys download it and listen to it?
Yeah, we listened to it.
Oh, you
played it a few minutes ago.
You want to hear the clip again? It's a 9-minute clip.
Oh, boy.
Okay, y'all hold on.
Play it for the people that just now coming on online.
Yeah. All right, here we go. It's a 9-minute clip of Mr. Solution on the show.
Okay.
April the 5th. Here we go.
This is FO.
Abusive. Now, I want to launch into something. I had a personal experience that may coincide with your experience. And, kind of like a person who has achieved a certain kingship, and they will assist other people if those people show themselves worthy. Now, I have always shown myself worthy to get in the good favor of other people who cared about people showing themselves worthy.
Yeah, this I remember.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
It has worked for me real well. And that's what I have to go on from an existential standpoint.
Like 30
is
minutes
what is
in,
worth
right?
For me. Some people say, well, I'm too book-oriented. That's usually the accusation that's launched at me. You're too much into words. You're too much into books. You're not as much into reality. Now, I rebuff that. I refute that because I am into reality. But I do pair the two. I use both. Now, you know someone. Take, for example, Joe. I had an affection and appreciation for Joe. We like Joe. But Joe is a complete asswipe. Joe used to follow me on shows, the Joe from Montana, the Icebox. He used to follow me. He would hear me on a show. I've known Joe. I don't think Blog Talk has been in existence for over about 6 years. But I have been on and familiar with Blog Talk for at least 4 to 6 years, maybe from its inception, because I search the Internet and I look for entertainment / education. And Joe would hear me on a show, and he would come on the show. He says, hey, I heard Rich on the show. That's actually my name, Richard. But I changed it, you know, to Mr. Solution. So he says, I heard Rich, and whatever Rich says, I agree with 98% of it. 98%. I I'm a figures man, by the way, Debbie. That's the way I am. And so most people don't agree with themselves 98% of the time. And so now the other day on a show that Joe creates a plantation, a bunch of blacks, Joe has already said, and these people identify themselves as blacks, it's called the Mr. Talk. And Joe just launched into an attack against me. And I thought, wait a minute. Is he really talking about me? Because it made no sense. He says, you're narcissistic, da-da-da-da-da. Every show you come on, you cause confusion. Well, shit, Debbie, people email me asking me to come on their show for interviews, such as yourself, because I'm really multifaceted. I don't just talk about relationships. I can talk about a whole number of things, science, health. I can talk about education, finances. I mean, just a plethora of subjects. I am fairly familiar with the fundamentals. So Joe just launched in an attack against me, and I felt like he was threatened because I threatened his plantation. And, in fact, it was what you call projecting or mirroring. Mirroring. He was saying, well, you are narcissistic, but it is really he that's narcissistic. He is the narcissistic one. And it really bothered me because I thought Joe and I had a connection. And here this fool comes attacking me. You're narcissistic. You know, you cause problems. If I cause problems, why would people ask me to be on their shows? I mean, people email me, they call me up, some people, you know, they have my phone number, and they ask me, they say, come on my
show. Nobody
got
your information in line, motherfucker.
Enough said. So anyway, I said, this guy is a fucking fool. He's an asswipe. So what he has done is caused me to be very suspect and suspicious of anyone on Blog Talk, because Joe held himself out to be an intelligent person. However, in an instant, he reduced himself to a complete ass wipe. Now, I wouldn't debate him. Why? Because if he agrees with 98% of what I say, what am I going to debate? He already agrees with me. But if I took his fucking ass to court for slander, he would leave with a barrel around himself. And you know the old adage. That means your ass has totally been wiped out. But I'm just saying, Blog Talk evidently, and I'm not saying I grasp everything, although I am learning, it is a collection mostly of morons. People attack each other for the fun of it. There's no justification, no rhyme or reason, you know. And I've known Joe for at least 4 to 5 years, but Joe is a white man who hangs out with black shows to ingratiate himself, I think, because of the extreme narcissism. Now, my son will throw the word narcissism around, but he has no idea of what narcissism means. He's more narcissistic than anybody. I'm talking about Brian at this particular juncture. But Joe, I expected more of. Now, sometimes do I get a little bit frustrated with people who put themselves out there as wanting an answer and then will argue with someone who brings the answer? Yes, I do.
You know, this is the part I haven't
listened to. And I will say
their
position is stupid. Or sometimes I may even say they are stupid in that particular context. But so my position, as far as coming on Blog Talk, is always...
He's on for 9 minutes
back.
Straight.
I don't give a shit about your race, or I shouldn't even say race, because race is not a scientifically significant reality. But I should say ethnicity. I don't give a fuck about your ethnicity. If you are a genuine person, and I can share something with you to get your ass out of the marsh, out of the bog, out of being stuck that you're in, I'll share it with you. It's not about me being narcissistic. Fuck that. How am I narcissistic? If I were narcissistic, I wouldn't share. It would be all about me. I'm altruistic, not narcissistic. And just like most people don't understand the difference between confidence and conceit, neither do they understand the difference between narcissism and altruism. A lot of people are fucking idiots, and that is what sinks their life ship. Anyway, that's just the way I feel.
I have a lot to say about that. I can't. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
I'm shocked. I like that about you, Mr. Solution.
Yeah, it really took, because I think
yeah, I'm shocked, Joe. Why would you say that,
said,
Joe?
Does he know who he's
speaking? Yeah, now she's baiting
to
him? Oh,
because my only position for coming on any show is
why
not.
Why would you do that,
yet,
Joe?
You know, I always say I prefer to be the feet of the swan, the beautiful swan floating down the river. I don't need any fucking fanfare.
Beautiful swan.
I see how you got your name, too, because you use Mr. Solutions, and you always, by the way you're speaking, it sounds like you always give the solution to the problem.
Well, yeah, thank you. And you know, it's interesting you say that, because I haven't really given any solutions at this particular juncture. But I really do offer people viable solutions. I offer them, first of all, book reading, because a person has to prepare themselves for any success that they want to receive. And if a person won't do the minimal work,
I remember one time saying
you
could talk
in the
10
place
minutes.
For,
I was not
for success, they don't want success. And mainly I deal with financial success, mental and emotional success, and also health success. I have achieved a great quantity of success, and so I try and share that with other people who desire it. And that's it. I pay myself. I don't need people for shit. I pay myself. And I give myself.
Okay. He finished that up with, he gives himself raises, you know.
Joe, why would you talk shit about him, Joe? You're a terrible man, Joe.
I haven't talked shit about him the whole
time. Yeah, you were. You were talking shit about him.
Not to his face, I was. If
you on the show that day,
Coop?
Huh? Was you on the show that day, Goofy?
I think I was.
Yeah, that was the day everybody, like, I think Eric gave everybody a chance to open up or something. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
That's the day I think that she wouldn't accept my apology because it wasn't to her standards.
You're talking about Debbie?
Yeah, I'm talking about Debbie.
She did a show about
but, hey,
you, too.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. And I've done many shows about her. Let's get back to the topic of discussion. I mean, we'll deal with the neighborhood of make-believe later, but, I mean, for real, are we talking about success?
That's the topic today?
No.
Oh.
The topic today is how are you managing your money?
How are you managing your money?
Okay, anyway, yeah, hold on 1 second. What happened is, well, and I remember it vividly, the hiatus came after I told your boy, I say, you know what, you talk to people about these are your three standards that people need to have an opinion about something and for you to listen to them. I have all three of them, so what are you going to say to me? And he didn't say anything else to me. And people were like, hey, you know, just calm down, Mr. Solutions. Just chill out. And he stayed away from the show because I said, hey, if you feel a certain way towards me, then, hey, I have a very flexible schedule. And, quote, unquote, he says, yeah, you're probably on work release. And that's the show right there. Yeah. And so I said, hey, you know what you can do? We can meet somewhere and we can talk about this. And all of a sudden, don't take offense to this, Joe, Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, his white voice came back in. Well, you know, why does it have to be like that? You know, we're not here for that. Wait a minute, bitch, you just made it like that.
Oh,
and I just wanted to mute him somewhere and talk. But the thing is, when he stayed away from the show, and Michael said it himself, we were all laughing at each other. We had a very good time on the show. We had harmony on the show. Someone could say something, and if it was messed up, somebody said, hey, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's
when Michael was talking
right
about
there.
The storm. Yeah, I remember he said he told you, you said, you're probably a murderer.
Yeah. It is what it is, man. But like I said, to me, the guy, he hates himself, and he hates his family, and he hates the way he lives. He lives in this bubble that says, well, while I'm at the job or at his plantation, and Joe, I can tell you right now, if you're a plantation owner, I'm coming to you. I'm coming to the big house, and I'm going to kill you. But anyway.
Then you are a fucking murderer.
I'm just going to put it out there.
Oh, man.
But when he's with his quote-unquote lawyer friends, and he's finding his best way to suck up and talk about, and I've always thought about it. I don't know anyone that watches Seinfeld except him, admittedly. And he admitted that he watches Seinfeld. But anyway, and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's the guy that, you know,
people?
That. Yeah, I don't know black people that watch that bullshit.
Oh,
and
okay.
I don't know white people that used to watch Good Times either, because I asked white people before. And they said, no, I didn't ever watch that.
Mm-hmm.
So say, yeah,
okay.
I did my, yeah. And I
used
will say,
I used to watch Good Times all the time.
Goofy, you said you was, what you say you was?
I'm Mexican
you're
and
Mexican.
Italian.
You're Mexican and Italian. You are black. I don't care what you say.
Oh,
or what you
say. Jesus.
I tell you what you do.
Last
night,
you're calling me a black.
I don't give a damn what they call you. I tell you what you do. You get in the car. You get an expensive car, and you drive somewhere that you're not supposed to be. What are you doing over here, boy? And you'll find out who you are.
Hmm.
I'm Mexican and Italian. Okay.
Well, hold on.
You just do what I
say. Let me bring somebody else in.
Now you're sending me to prison. Fuck, man. Shit.
Actually, the Cromwell going to be come picking you up.
Wow. All right, 111, you're on the air. What's happening?
Personal attack, Mike.
First of all, Seinfeld is funny.
Oh, my God. I knew it was him. I told y'all he's standing around the water people listening to those black man, white man, Chinese man. So I told y'all that.
Y'all didn't run my friend away, did you?
Man, that dude's not your friend.
How dare
you? That guy said you, me, and everyone else on this show are idiots.
Wow. Why didn't you leave me some? You could have. Wow. Man, y'all ran him away till I got to get a chance to get him. Man, y'all ran him away.
Wow.
Go to the Debbie Daly show. He's there.
It was all Joe's fault.
I forgot. Mm-hmm. He did go over there and trade himself to Debbie Daly. I forgot about that.
See, the problem with his philosophy, he makes statements that are just not true. I don't make statements like I used to make them, like, I don't need nobody else. I do need people. I need people at work. I need my sons when they come up. I need them to do their chores. If I'm going to be successful, this is a fact. You don't like to hear it. If I'm successful, gentlemen, I guarantee there's going to be people helping me to achieve my success. We all need somebody in this world. So the attitude he has, I don't need nobody. For shit, well, you're a lawyer. You need somebody to have chaos in their life so they can come to
you. You don't know if that guy's a lawyer or a paralegal.
But I'm
you
just saying, but no, I'm
told.
No. I don't care about his problem. I'm going to attack the issues that he brings up, and that statement is
okay.
not true. We all, if any time I'm a successful business owner, I need other people to make my business a success. We all need each other, and that's the problem in the world. That's how he has the attitude that he has. So that's just the way it is, man. Don't make that say everybody needs somebody in this world, man. If you're going to be successful, I guarantee you're going to need other people, whether it's your customers, your partners. You're going to have some good people around you to help you to be on your successful path.
Right.
That's a fact.
I will agree with that.
Because we don't live in this world by ourselves. So, you know. So. But anyway, man, how y'all doing, though, yo? Doing pretty good.
What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Michael,
yeah,
what's up,
man?
He ran your boy off. He ran your boy off, Michael.
And damn him.
Because you know you had something with Rich. You two are good friends.
Good friends.
Mm-hmm.
No, see, the reason why Rich doesn't like me, because me and him are similar, but we just have our different styles, and he don't like it. And I see, I can accept him. He can't accept me. It eats him alive. Can't stand it. He understands that. See, his intelligence, my intelligence, it rolls off different. He wants me to be just like him, talk exactly just like him. He's no better. Nobody's no better than nobody, man. Everybody's unique. We all have our own styles. So, but he just makes false statements. I like to attack the topic. You know, he just makes statements like he just made. He don't need nobody. That's a lie.
Well, Mike, Solutions is a guy. I mean, he don't like people to go against him. You know, when you go against him, he pissed off, man.
Well,
if you don't agree with what he's saying, you voice your own opinion. You just became stupid or an idiot.
Well, I've heard him talk to women on the phone, and he intensely calls them women, two women, child's bastards. Don't know nothing about them kids. He said, you have bastard children, stuff like that.
Well,
Listen, man.
You know, I will say this. If your kids are not, if your mama and daddy are not married when you born, you are a bastard child.
But no, Lo, here. I'm talking about if me and you are having a conversation,
brother,
Lo, I would not attack your children, Lo. I wouldn't. Look,
you know,
man, you can be. Listen, this is what I'm saying. He can say whatever. What I'm saying is. Stuff like that, when you're in a conversation debate, Lo, I'm not going to sit up there and talk about personally attack your wife or your children. I may attack you. We man to man or woman to woman. I'm not going to do that, man. That's just wrong. So,
but you can.
You know,
you can.
I mean, you can, but that's just not me personally. That's not genuine. Let's talk about the topic. Nobody don't want nobody
right.
attack their children when you don't know their
right.
children.
Right. Well, like I said,
that's
they
a fucking problem. That's a chump to me.
You can do that, but I'll make that offer to you.
But you know what bothers me about the situation is that he really don't see what he attacking is. He thinks he's an innocent person. Yeah, he feels like he's an innocent bystander right now.
Mm-hmm. And going to tell us, bring your girlfriends on here. He want us to verify our life. Get the fuck out of here. Who the hell are you? Come on down.
I don't have to vet anything for him. Like I said, I don't have to vet anything for him. He's nobody to me.
Yeah, let's talk about the topic.
All right, everybody got it out now. Everybody got it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this is what I'm about to say. Mr. Solution, you've out there listening. I'm going to tell you how big my balls are. You can still come on the show. We don't hold no grudges. We just know, and you know. So you can come on the show. In fact, I would like for you to come on the show. So, you know. And chat it up with us. We all adults. We know what's going on, okay? So if you're out there, come on. Huh?
Mr. Talk, what happened was, and I'll say it one more time, he actually sold himself under your nose. He sold himself. Yeah, yes, ma'am, I can come on your show, and I don't have to argue. No, ma'am, I'm not argumentative. Or he sold himself.
Oh, yeah.
I think he actually said he will never come back on this show again. Ain't that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He did say that.
Who needs, I said that to you. And I said, that's the Supreme. Who cares? I mean, hey, we're having a dialogue right now. Who needs him?
I was surprised to know that he likes snow bunnies. I was, you know, amazed when I found that out. Wow.
I like Eric. I would like for him to come on.
Yeah.
I would like for him to come on, man.
Come on. Ain't nobody got no. I mean, we know. Like you say, it's just entertainment, right? So just come on and entertain us. Anyway, let's go on to talk about what we're going to talk about today, man. How are you managing your finances? You know. Man, y'all got me laughing now. But anyway, you know, how are you managing your finances? That's the question. Well, you know what? That's easier said than done. But if you're budgeting, are you really following that budget? You know?
Well, that's the whole thing. If you're not, that's the problem with the person.
Yeah, the answer is in your question, Mr. Tuck.
Right.
Like Joe just said. Joe just said the answer is in your question.
Here he go. Both of you. Yeah.
No, that's what Joe said.
We get rid of one monkey and another one show up. Here you go.
No! I didn't.
Oh, you got to start trouble wherever you go.
No, Joe, you started it. No.
All right.
Last time you done that, you run a guy off the show with that.
Okay.
Michael run himself off the show and come back.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah. Exactly. I have no problem with that, but it's all good, though. I have no problem with that.
Who's getting tased now?
That's just to get y'all attention.
Oh.
Okay. As I was saying.
He got us conditioned, don't he? He got us conditioned, huh? Like the dog.
Yeah. I'm going to, you know, Mike.
Look, I did stop talking, didn't I?
Damn.
Yeah, you said, yeah. But anyway.
Now, the Lucian said Joe was Uncle Charlie. Look like Eric is Charlie. What you think, huh?
He getting that whip, man. Look, man. He like grabbing that whip, don't he?
He bought and paid for every ass around here, so he can do that.
I just had to get you, Vernon, for saying that. That's all.
Hey, Vernon, look, I think that's the first time for you. How I feel?
He been playing.
That's the first time.
No, you've been playing close the whole time you've been coming on the show. You've been playing real close. That's right, Mr. Yes, sir, Mr.
Hey, see, Vernon, I'm immune to it.
Yeah, you got so many electrodes sticking out of your chest, you should be immune.
You know what? Anyway.
You look like a goddamn two-legged stingray.
I have to make a budget just to keep my zappers good for Michael. You know, I'm making special ones for Michael.
They got to cross a lot by the time you finish using them.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, guess what? Look, he zapped me so much, if I stop calling, he'll be going through withdrawal.
That's true, bro. Sure.
Hey, Michael, you've been zapped so much, your body is immune to it.
You got to be.
I know you have your topic and everything, but I'm going to ask, you know, and I don't want to be offensive when I ask. Why did you take so much offense to someone saying something in reference to your weight?
I always make fun of my weight. It don't matter. I still fuck bitches.
Hold on. Back up right there. I'm going to say this. I got a homeboy that's probably 5'7", and he weighs every bit of 350, and he done had more than everybody on this phone put together. So that ain't nothing. That don't mean nothing.
Oh, no, I don't know about
that,
man.
We're not talking about, well, it don't matter.
It don't
matter
what it depends on how they look. I don't care. It depends on how they look.
Nah,
but regardless, like I said, hey,
he just getting any. I mean, he could be fucking crackheads. I mean, it depends on what type of women you talk about.
Mike.
Yeah, love.
Nah, Mike. He ain't. If it's the same guy I'm thinking he's talking about, he a little bit more than 350.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or he must be a hustler with a lot of money. He must be a hustler with a lot of money.
No, hell no.
Shit,
hell no. The motherfucker guy, he got that talk. He got that talk.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's the way you approach him.
He must got that long tongue, too.
He got that talk. And I've heard women say nothing but good things about him. I didn't ask you about, matter of fact, we threw the conversation off when we started talking about women. I said, your weight. Why did you get so offended when people said something about your weight?
Didn't I just say I don't get offended?
Said,
I make fun of myself. I say I'm in my fat Elvis stage right now.
I remember hearing
Elvis
say that,
fat,
but Elvis didn't sit up
and
talk about
it.
Yeah, well, of course, he had billions of dollars.
Little Goofy, you smoke that good weed, you're not going
to
lose no weight. You smoke that good weed, Goofy. You ain't gonna never lose that wig. That wig ain't going nowhere. Come on, live life, brother.
I have no complaints in my life. That's why I say I come on here to entertain. You know, I sit here and I'll make fun of myself, and like people call in and call me the N word and all this other stuff, and you know, pisses me off. It's like, why you call me that? Why don't you call me a wet pack or something? You know what I'm saying? You're over here calling me someone else's, you know, slur word or some shit like that. You know what I mean? I just come out
actually,
here to have...
Actually, brother, it's not someone
wow.
else. It's yours, too. Embrace it. Enjoy
it. You gave it to me, so I'm going to enjoy it. But, yeah. But no,
you know,
I have no problem with myself.
Let's talk about finance.
I'm enjoying life.
yeah.
Damn, we just rolling today, ain't we, though? We rolling today, but it's fun while we rolling, though. It's fun while we rolling, though. My goodness.
Hey, Lo.
It's been fun.
Before you run me off for a white woman, I'm going to go to a white woman show, y'all.
Don't you do it, dude. That woman said, damn, if you not to use her name or say anything about her now.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. If she come on that show, if she come on that show and she start crying and she's goofy for me, you better look out for them jump out boys because they're coming to get you. Mm. Don't make them cry.
That's
what
the show
was
about.
Gonna do a drop
she started about Goofy.
Yeah.
Is that the same show?
They're talking about the bitch in the woods of hatred.
Oh, today is Thursday. Them jump out boys, they do come out on Thursdays, don't they?
Tuesday and Thursday. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
All right. We done joked enough now. Let's come on. Because somebody actually on the air probably listening for us to get to the topic. And we around here clowning mm-hmm. with each other. Y'all crazy. Anyway.
We actually needed this to digress, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. How are you managing your money? And I say it before, you know, somebody mentioned budgeting. That's good. But if you don't know how to budget or stick with the budget, what good is that doing? Some people actually say...
That's not the fault of the budget. That's the fault of the people who can't follow up on the budget. It's like people who diet.
When people have a new
diet plan... Then they go off the diet. Then they blame the diet. Well, if you're off the fucking diet, how can you blame something which you're not on? Same thing with the budget. If you're going to put aside a certain amount of money in order to try to save for the future, but you keep dipping into your little piggy bank, it's not the fault of the piggy bank.
Well, yes, Joe. But some people aren't.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah, but some people aren't educated about how to save their money. You know, growing
shit.
Up or what?
Was,
no.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Talk. I was 5 years old. This is how I budgeted my money. I took whatever my savings was,
and say I wanted one toy. I would take a piece of paper and write that toy's name down. Then I'd take another toy that I'd want, do the same thing. And I would divide what money, you know, which toy I wanted first. It would get more money than the other toy, but I would still save that money for that toy. You know what I mean? I was 5 years. I remember budgeting back then. And it's some women friends that I do sleep with, they can't even budget a damn $20 bill.
Exactly.
It's so sad how women and the world, you know, tend to want to spend first before saving last. You know, I mean, saving
mm-hmm.
first. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
It's sad. It's so
you
sad.
You from the hood, man?
Shit, I'm from the hood. And you, I'm from the damn hood. And you know what?
And you
I'm ghetto
toy?
Fabulous.
And you a hot
yeah.
toy?
Oh,
you
know.
You Lo, you remember we used to play backyard baseball with a damn mop stick and a duct tape ball cuff?
I sure do.
Yeah, and you know
you
what?
Know.
Now
he's got to try to show you how hood he is, cuz here he comes.
No, go ahead. No,
I want
to
hear.
No, I used to do the same thing. We used to break a broom and hit it with a handball.
That
was our baseball, right?
What's
there?
The next story?
Okay.
Now? Well, all I
right.
used to take up some rags and sew them together.
It's always going to get better. No, you telling the truth, it's always going to get better.
No, but see, when you see the other kids have the nice, fine things, and then you sit here and look like, shit, I don't want that. I want that. You work your way to get to what you want. That's how I've always operated in life.
But see, that
regardless
that
of where I came from or what race I am. I've been shot down by so many whites for good jobs, even though I'm smarter than the fucking people they're giving the job to. You know, all this, you're overqualified bullshit. Wouldn't you want someone overqualified and someone not qualified, barely learning
nope.
the damn job?
Nope. And the reason being, there you go. They got to pay you for the qualifications that you have. I can get a dummy. I can train him to know exactly what I need him to know.
Exactly. See, I was too damn smart for my own good. And that got me into a lot of fucking trouble.
And that's a good thing, Goofy, that you took your experience when you were 5 and now you're a pimp. So you're a good pimp.
Yeah, dude, I'm retired before I hit the age of 30. Fuck, I'm living life. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. I'll tell
anybody. The first thing you need to do is find someone that's older than you that you can trust. Because you can find out anything that you need to about finances. You know, they have Greenspan and Bernanke, all of these people. These are the people that were in charge of ensuring that this country ran more efficiently, but we see where it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I say, the one thing that you can do is find someone older than you that you can trust. Me personally, it's my daddy. I can sit down and talk to him, and he gonna cut it straight up and down. No middleman, no nothing. Hey, well, you know what? If you don't need that right now, don't waste money on it. Oh, well, what are you gonna get that for?
And that sucker tight, boy.
That sucker can squeeze a book out of George Washington goes off the money. I'm telling you.
That's what it needs. That's what you need. You know, most
Absolutely.
Experts say you're supposed to save, at least 10%? Most people, they broke. It's just
right.
that simple. But so you have to learn, if you're going to budget, you have to learn to budget reasonably. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't just go out there and say, I want to spend this, and you know good and well that's not what you have. You
right.
know? So you're going out here and stay away from them damn loan companies. They're the biggest crooks out there. I know it's one on every corner.
I saved up money.
Nah. What people need to do is stop trying to, buy stupid gizmos and gadgets that they don't need. One of my chicks, Delora, for fucking instance, she saved for a stupid 60-inch flat-screen TV to fit in her damn house. She saved all the money, had the kids eating top ramens, you know, throughout the whole month. It took her like 9 months to get that damn TV.
She was doing that bad?
Doing that bad, yeah. I'm telling you, shit, I fuck Section 8 hoes, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Oh, well, see, that's something totally different right then, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
she's sending somebody else's money. Exactly. But see, if she would have thought to save that and said, you know, get a lousy little TV, you know, who gives a damn? You know, put your savings ahead so you can get yourself out of your little situation that you're in. You know, don't get me wrong, I love all my Section 8 women, but shit. There's an opportunity for you to get out of that position. But you want to be in that position because you're lazy. Like I've always said, this world is full of laziness. Shit,
you know what?
I remember back in the 80s.
That.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. I was like, what you know about the 80s? But anyway.
Shit, I grew up in the 80s. I'm telling you, I grew up way faster than what I used to be. I had two jobs when I was only like 12. I was a paper boy, and I worked at the gas station.
Well, you know, no offense, but you are, you know, Spanish, so that should be nothing new for you.
Well, exactly. But see, nowadays you don't see that. You don't see people working more than two jobs. But you're harassing me. That's personal attack. I'm going to go to a white woman show now.
I think you should go to a white woman show and really complain about it.
Yeah. Don't talk to
anyway, let's
hey,
get
Mr.
back on
Solutions
topic, guys.
Never treat me like this. I'll tell you that
okay.
for damn sure.
Let's get back on topic.
All right.
Let's get back on topic.
Well, I'll tell you how to make a budget.
Huh?
Well, I'll wait for you, Eric.
No, you go ahead, Joe. You said something about a budget.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard. I mean, the first few times, yeah, because you're not familiar with it, but it's not hard. If you're making $40,000 a year, what you do, you make an assessment of your bills. First, your bills, your utilities, if you're paying utilities, your rent, your mortgage, your car insurance, your gasoline, what you have to spend in order to survive. Then you take away that money, and let's say you're living in a $300,000 house. And whatever the mortgage might be, 30-year, 15-year, let's say you're paying it down to about 800.
19.
Huh?
No, yeah, right.
So you take that away, and you take it away from the 40,000 or the 60,000, and then you got that money, which you should put aside for some insurance, some real disability, health insurance, life insurance, whatever's not going to be covered by your employer. Then you say, all the rest you can spend, but like Eric said, you can put 10% away for, let's say, your retirement or something like that. The rest you can spend.
Yo,
but you shouldn't be able to spend
10% ain't shit for your retirement.
Hmm?
Yo, saving 10% of your income ain't shit.
But
yeah,
that
ain't nothing.
Did you say $40,000 a year with a $300,000 house?
If you serious,
that's what I'm saying.
You know how you can do that? I didn't even think this up. You know how you do that? You got a kid who just turned 21. Instead of putting him out in the world, you let him live with you for about 2 years, 2 to 3 years. Make him save all his money. Now he's making about $25,000 a year. He saves that money, he puts aside maybe 20, 25 bucks a week to go out. That's not a lot, but he's saving. After 3 years, you take that fucking money, you make a down payment on a nice house in a nice neighborhood. Now you're the man.
Yeah. But that's if you, right, that's real and good, but in life, when they get that good job, you know, after they stay and they get that good job, and they get
you're
able.
You're wrong, Joe.
It's going to be hard for them to stay under that parent's roof.
Hold on. You're wrong, Joe.
When they got their own money.
Okay,
During that 2 years, they should have taught that kid how to money manage. You get the house. Yeah, it's all fine and dandy. But what about electricity? What about cable? What about phone?
Yeah, you manage the money.
Like nowadays.
But how do you buy a $300,000 house or a $200,000 house or $250,000 or $350,000 when you're only making $40,000 a year?
Well, it all depends on how you live your lifestyle. If you're a single person, everything is variables involved because everybody's
Everybody's individual is different in their lifestyle. If you're a single person, you may not want to buy a house.
Then you don't.
You may
do
just
it.
Want to get an apartment. I mean, you may not get. Look, you may got a job making $80,000 a year, but you may not want to buy a house.
Then you don't do it.
And you still can stack up and save money and money and money and money.
But you can save it.
It depends on how you know what I mean? It depends on how you are, though.
I know, you're right.
Yeah, but Michael,
Right, but hold up. But listen, I understand a house is an investment. We understand, but a house does depreciate. It's fat. Look at the market now. People owe more on their mortgages than their house worth. I understand in the long run of houses. I understand that. I got that. But I'm talking about is about a personal interest on how your lifestyle is. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but Vernon asked the question, how are you going to buy a $300,000 house for $40,000 a year? So I was answering that specific question. If you're 21, and I didn't think of this, somebody else on another show
thought
of it. You know, let your kid.
I wouldn't
kid,
do that.
You
wouldn't
do what?
I would not. If I'm making $40,000 a year, and if I'm by myself, I would not buy a $300,000 house.
I said the kid is 21, right? He just got out of college. 21 freaking years old. How
right.
do you buy a house? You save up your money for 3 years or 2 years, preferably 3 years. You're living with your mom, and then after that, why do you always got to bring a shit that isn't even there?
No, I was bringing in the result of, okay, you bring in the saving part. Okay, that's fine and dandy, but a lot of times kids like to get on their own. Yeah, I understand that, yeah. But let's just say if they don't do that.
Oh, no, of course they don't. People don't do that.
Most people, okay, let's most people, when most people.
Let's not most.
Uh-oh.
Gosh, shit.
You must have been waiting for her.
All right, enough.
Damn, that was an assassination right there.
That was.
Okay.
You must have been waiting on him.
Well, you might go to the white woman show.
As you were saying, look, this is what I want to say. This is what I want to say right here. You know, when it comes to managing your finances, you know, number one, you don't need to buy. If it's just you and your and two, you know, you got a four person family. Why you go out there and buy a damn 6-bedroom house? You don't have that many relatives to come by. But what I wanted to say is, for us menial people down here on the bottom, you know, that's making $13,000-$18,000 a year, you have to be really frugal with what you do spend. Number one. You don't need cable. Why you need cable? It's the same stuff over and over again. Get
right.
your air antenna, hook it up with, and they got the little boxes.
You need cable.
No, you don't.
You need
no, you
cable.
Don't.
There
no,
you
you're
go.
A single person.
You're always
you're
talking
go
about
ape
what
shit.
Other people need.
No, I wouldn't. Look, I
no,
did
no,
not
no,
go.
No, listen,
look.
I was in a studio by myself with regular basic cable. I went ape shit. I didn't know what the
I'm
hell was going on out there.
If they wouldn't have an internet and cell phone, they wouldn't be able to talk to you, Mr. Talk. If they wouldn't have an internet and cell phone, if they only had a landline to for their house, they wouldn't be able to talk to you. How are they going to get on the internet? They don't have no cell phone. He's talking about, listen to what he's saying. He's talking about people making $12,000 to $13,000 a year.
Who is?
Everybody's talking
that
one time. Listen to what he said. I listened very well.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay.
So they're not going to be able to talk to you. I don't listen to you, Mr. Talk.
Now, I'm glad. No,
that's
I'm
why
glad
the government help people with cell phones, you know what I mean? So people making $13,000 a year, so.
Yes, no.
It all comes
man,
around the
crazy.
Circle.
Here you go again. Boy, I'm going to tell you. Boy, you're going to have to get up
speak
off fat. The goddamn government. You ain't speaking no damn facts. The government's gonna help you. When the government gonna help anybody for anything?
Oh,
here he go.
Listen, like I told somebody, we giving billions to Egypt and Israel, and I'm gonna tell you this: if somebody's in America. On their income, and if they need some help, and if the government give them free cell phones depending on your income, get it. We giving it away to other countries anytime, and hold your fucking head up high, and especially if you're a black American, because that's part of reparations. Get this shit. Fuck you talking
ain't
about.
Ain't no
it.
Goddamn reparations. You crazy.
What
is this? What
the hell he talking about reparations?
Motherfucker.
Hell. Anyway,
Now, see, look. Everybody's going crazy with what I'm trying to say. This is all I'm trying to say. If you're making so much money, right, mm-hmm. and you're having problems, you know, making ends meet, and you're making, like I said, $13,000, $18,000 a year, you know, you're going to have to sacrifice something. You really are.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't need cable.
I'm sorry.
You don't need cable.
The first thing that has to happen is an assessment has to be made.
Right.
What is
exactly.
more and what is less important? You know.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, is it more important for me to go out and buy a car that I really can't afford, and the next thing I'm going to have to do is put those big, great big rims on it, and the tires are going to be the brunt of what my bill is going to be because, you know, those tires aren't made to last anyway.
Right.
So you know, you're going to have to make an assessment. And in your assessment, you're going to say, hey, when I'm 40 years old, do I want to have to go to work? I mean, I know I'm going to have to work, but do I want to have to work all this overtime? Or would I rather just work my little quote-unquote shift or whatever and go home and enjoy the rest of my life? Or, hey, I'll just work until the day I die so that I can look good. I say screw that.
Oh, and that's another thing, too. Don't rely on your pensions.
No, don't.
What
you know.
is saying is that...
Right, hold on.
If you're only making $13,000 a year, and you know you're in a bind, you know, like he said, you're going to have to make some sacrifices. You're going to have to decide what you need and what you don't need,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
right.
if a TV isn't something that you need.
Now, did I say that?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're
reiterating. Yeah, I agree with you.
Joe, let me tell you something. If you're talking about don't depend on pension, you can't save no fucking just 10% of your income for no retirement.
Look, Michael, wait, before you go on to your little preacher spiel. Look, that's how you start off 10%. Listen, all right? 10% is what you start off with, okay? Now, nothing says
that's according
you cannot...
to you.
Michael, shut the hell up.
You know what, Mr. Talk? I'm going to have to boycott this show. You can meet me, but don't tell me shut the hell up. Just meet me.
Bye. Shut the hell up. Bye.
Man, that was rough.
Bye. No, I'm just saying. I mean, you can meet me. I mean, you can tell me shut
You didn't have to tell me anything.
As I was saying, 10% is a good starting point. If you can't do 10%, then you may want to do 5%. But nothing is saying that you have to stay at that. You know, once you get used to putting that 10% away, then maybe you want to increase it to 15%, 20% as you, mm-hmm. you know, make more money. But what
right.
you are doing is you are starting a habit, you know, and that's what it has to be, a habit. And with discipline that you are putting something away, you know. Now, I mean, that's how simple it can be. But most people not even doing that, you know.
Nope.
And like I said at the beginning of the show, you have thrift shops, you know, Goodwill, Salvation Army store. People be talking about, be acting crazy, but, you know, I get a lot of my stuff from there. And it's good quality stuff. If you see me in it and you wouldn't know, you know I got it from there, you would think it's from one of these big department stores.
Yeah, Neiman Marcus.
Yeah. Because you'd be surprised what people just donate. You know, I know when my mom passed, I donated all her stuff to Goodwill. So I know she paid some money on hers. You know, but, you know, sometimes you have to do that. But like Lo said, you have to do an evaluation, but you got to have discipline also. You got to have
mm-hmm.
discipline. You know, that's the biggest.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have
discipline. One thing that you can always look at is if you have a job that has a pension plan or a 401k or anything like that, and let's say that you're 21 years old, 22 years old, and you go and you say, hey, you know, I don't have any responsibilities as far as children are concerned or anything like that. I'm not married, whatever. why is it that I can only put 5, 6, 7, 8% of my income in this versus the guy that's putting 25 to 30% of his income and he's like 40-something years old? Why can't I put as much or even more because I don't have as much responsibility?
Yeah,
and the reason will
go ahead.
The reason will be is because 9 times out of 10, this guy hasn't already set himself up in a position if he has to put that much in to be comfortable when he quote unquote retires from working, and so he's trying to catch up. So in essence, if you're already storing that amount of money from the very beginning, you already have a leg up on the rest of the game plan, if you understand what I'm saying.
Maybe you do, but the thing is, the government, as we all know, is a bunch of corrupt bastards, and they've been raiding people's pensions in order to pay back their debts. The state's been raiding in order to pay back their debts to the federal government. You can save money, and you can do it in a way that isn't going to be affected by the stock market or by the government, at least for now, unless the government changes its laws. But people have to do their research.
Exactly. You know,
and that's the whole thing. I mean,
well, like some people say, some like when you talking about the 20-year-old, some people say, well, if I'm 21 years old, why I need to pay insurance, health insurance?
That's
they
a good question.
And that's the same thing. Now, I may say you need it. Another person in society say, well, you're going to need it. You have to need it. And they, now, with Obamacare, they're forcing them to get it. So politics have played a whole lot of part of it. But I just want to make this statement. It don't matter if you're making $13,000, $80,000. We're talking about budgeting. Let's stop trying to look at a specific class, because a lot of middle class fuck up their money, too. It's people. It depends on how would you, like you said, you have to do an evaluation. And that doesn't mean what type of class you're in.
You got to have
that's true.
It's not hard.
You know,
because a lot of middle class fuck up.
The people that's in the quote-unquote middle class, the reason why they screw up so badly is because they're trying to live someone else's life. They're trying to live in a lifestyle that is for someone that makes more than they make.
Now, these are the educated that went to college now. You remember now.
That's
yeah,
still
yeah,
true,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's not look at the people that work $13,000 a year. I mean, what we're talking about is universal. It's not class-specific.
We weren't saying it was, Michael. We were just saying, as far as finances are concerned, what should you do?
Right, but no. I'm saying Mr. Talk was talking about you making 13, and that's how we got on the old phone and freeze type of shit. I'm just saying sometimes people demean people like that. When I didn't just make more than that, I used to fuck up my money.
Mm-hmm.
When I made $45,000, I used to fuck it up. So you know, when I was younger, shit.
And you know that was a part of.
I fucked up a lot of money in my life. I fucked up a lot of money.
Okay, well,
amen
to that. We don't want to hear about your drug addictions. All I'm saying is,
man, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? We don't want to hear about that. Shut the fuck up, Lord. I can say anything I want. I'm sharing my personal life, and you telling me I can't? You don't want to hear my shit? Come on, man.
You
lucky I'm doing that. You should be genuine and just sit back and listen.
I was speaking, and you cut me off to say, I fucked up.
Okay,
Lord. I know you did by listening to you talk.
All right, Lord. Okay.
There you go. So like I said, the first thing you do is, hey, you have to make an assessment. This is what I need. These are the things that I want. Do my wants outweigh my needs? If they do, you're a fucking idiot. You know. And looking at Mr. Jones over there, you don't know how Jones is paying for what he has. Maybe he's not paying for it. Maybe he's waiting for the people to come and pick it up, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing you know, and I love to talk about my black people because, you know, I really don't know what white people do. And, hey, that's not shame on me. It's just the way it is. We, more especially, we have to get away from living at the spur of the moment, you know. Does it make you feel good because, let's say, Young Jeezy or Ludacris or somebody have a song about this most expensive Hennessy that they drink and you want to go out and buy a bottle of it too just to say that you drink it because they do? I mean, you know, these are the things that we do, you know.
You can do that.
And you know what?
You can do that as long as you're saving up for your retirement. Let them live their life. We're talking about saving money now. I'm not talking about particularly what they do with their money. We're talking about, like, if you know, if they doing that, if they saving 10%, and, hey, they want to do their Jeezy, go to clubs, as long as they working, paying taxes, let them live their life. As long as they saving money. We're talking about saving money, not really lifestyle.
Is that just a part? Does that, quote-unquote, has to be a part of living life is the question. Does it have
to be? Don't you get a cognac a little bit sometimes? They can't have a little drink. What are you saying, Lo? We're talking about saving money.
I didn't say that they couldn't.
Life is not all about saving money.
I'll ask you a question. Have you ever purchased a bottle of Hennessy XO?
No, I don't drink Hennessy.
Okay, well, good.
But I paid expensive money, a lot of money for it.
You said no. I don't care nothing about that. That's $107 just looking at the price. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm saying is you have people, black people, and that's all I drink, you know. But your lifestyle doesn't really say that's all you can afford to drink.
Are they happy, love? Are they happy?
Happiness.
We saying all this shit, right? The only thing I'm trying to achieve in my life is happiness, man. Peace of mind. And right now, I'm gonna say I have a peace of mind in my life. Even though I may talk to y'all, I be tripping off y'all every day. But I have a peace of mind, man.
But sir, my next question is, when you are 63 years old,
I have a peace of mind.
When you're 63 years old. And the lifestyle that you have lived will not afford you the comforts that you will like. Are you going to feel somewhat of an asshole that you have to depend on some other people? Wouldn't you feel like an asshole?
We all depend on everybody. All of us in this world depend on somebody.
You go this bullshit ass philosophy.
If I have investments in my job, the stock market can collapse. And I won't get no retirement check. Look in other countries right now, so nothing's really guaranteed. All my banking systems, I can have $1 million in my retirement.
The whole financial system collapsed, and I can't get my retirement money. I would like to stay on and listen to this, but
can that possibly
happen,
Joe?
I forgot about who I was talking to. So like,
no,
I like
I'm just saying peace, man.
I could bring the best scenario.
Let that man, as long as he saves some money, man, let that man get... Man, let that man buy his bottle, man, if he want to buy this bottle.
Here you go talking this foolish-ass shit. You're not going to teach your children to go out and squander money away on the stupidest things in the world. If you do, then you're a fucking idiot. You're raising fucking idiots. Future fucking idiots. That's the truth.
That's personally a tax right there.
That's just a fact. If you are not, as a parent, teaching your children the most important things that they would need to know as far as finances are concerned, and letting them know, hey, it's okay to have a good time, but don't over-exaggerate on it.
Son comes and tells me he bought 100 and bottled something things, and he's taking care of his business. If he buys $100, when he gets older, he said he bought $500 worth of champagne thing. If he's not coming to me as a father asking me for his money, I don't care. That's his lifestyle. That's all I'm saying, bro. You're trying to control too much, and you even say that you had a little drink once in a while. So you keep on saying that someone's going to raise their children like that. I'm talking about finance. Then you go overboard and say, they shouldn't buy this. You got to realize you got to put some money aside. Some people live the paycheck to paycheck, man.
We're talking about squandering money, Michael. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about anything else other than squandering money. And if you want to squander your money, that's fine. But if you can sit back and look at what you did in your life and you say, hey, I don't need to fuck my kids up with this, so let me talk to my kids and maybe they'll do better than I did. But if you don't choose, I'm looking for you to mute me because I'm doing like he do.
I know. I'm sure about to. All right. Anyway, look, y'all. And see, we've touched on something real important right then. And y'all two going back and forth, people may have missed it. And why don't our kids get educated about finance in school? Why don't we sit down and teach our kids about how to save money at a young age? Why don't we do that? You know why? Because we were never taught. Well, I'm saying because we were never taught, so it never crosses our mind because we out there on the daily grind trying to save ourselves. But, you know, we should be teaching our kids how to save money regardless, you know.
I agree.
And kids are watching you how you spend your money, believe it or not. They watch how you manage your money. Now, you know, Michael say he, as long as they ain't asking him for money, they ain't got, and he don't care. That's a wrong answer.
It sure is.
You know, you should always care about how your kid is spending their money, whether you gave it to them or not.
I agree.
You know, because they could be headed down the wrong road as it is.
First of all, Michael, you can never tell me something's wrong. Look at you. How you going to tell me that's a grown adult? That's like me telling you shouldn't spend your money the way you are. Stop acting like
there
that. You weren't the young adult. And we're talking about somebody saving money, dictating and stuff like that. There's no wrong or right. And hold up, when you say when are we going to let it, you don't know what I talk to my children about, so you can't include me into that we.
You just said what you talk to your children about.
I did not say that. I did not say we were speaking hypothetically. I said we were speaking hypothetically. No, you know what? I'm done, yo. Fuck this show, yo.
Bye. Good day.
Michael, where are you?
He gone.
Hey, man, hey,
he's gone.
I don't run up and behind nobody, man. Fuck him.
I mean, be back.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to, it shouldn't be that way, but hey, this isn't the first time. I'm immune to him doing things like this. That's the thing. See, when you get used to somebody doing stuff like that, he'll be back.
You know, it's amazing that you know, parents like that, you know, just, anyway.
Well, I'll tell you like this. I couldn't live that lifestyle and you know, having the parents, more especially my pops, I couldn't just, you know, squander money away and I don't hear anything about it. That's
Thank
crazy.
You. Yeah, yeah, without a doubt. You know,
well, that's a
and
parent's
that's
responsibility
I'm
to let their kids know that they shouldn't be squandering their money, even if it's theirs.
Absolutely. Man, I mean, you know, the smartest, stupidest thing that I was ever told is you could have a man that makes $100 an hour, or let's say $90,000 a year. And if he doesn't know how to manage his money, the man that makes $10 an hour or $9 a year will have just as much and live just as nice. Actually, he'll actually have a better peace of mind because he's not trying to keep up with the things that he bought.
Right,
you know,
right.
I came up with an aphorism years ago because you guys probably remember when Trump was on the ropes. It was about 10, 12 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having a discussion with my neighbors. And we were talking about Trump. We were talking about money. And I said, it's not how much you own. It's how much you owe.
Right.
Because you can own everything, but if you owe more than what you own, you're in debt to the bankers. The bankers own your shit, not you.
Right.
You know, that's like the quote of the day. Save a part of your income and begin now, for the man with a surplus controls circumstances, and the man without a surplus is controlled by circumstances.
So that's true.
That puts it right there. Right there.
All you need
but,
to
y'all,
do,
you know what?
All you,
huh? Go ahead.
All you,
last
I
word.
I was going to say, all you need to do is find one Robinson child and ask him about that, and he'll agree.
Find what?
Yeah, of course.
One Rothschild.
Oh, one Rothschild? Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right,
he'll agree with that.
I got to get up out of here. I got to go and start some medication. So, we're going to do it real fast. All right, Vernon, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. But y'all go ahead. I good show, man. I'm kind of busy. Go ahead.
All right. Goofy.
Money's the ruler of all evil. Make sure you make it before it makes you.
I like that. What you got going on your show tonight, Goofy?
I don't know. Thursday Night Live. Everyone's welcomed. I'm not Mr. Solutions. I will not put this show down. I love this show. That's why I'm here.
Hey, man, leave that man name. Leave that dude. Oh, why y'all keep bringing that dude back?
All right. All right,
that
all right. Thank you, Chris. I'm gonna try and make it. All right, I'm gonna try and make it. Oh Lord! All right, Joe.
You know me, man. A few words.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Low.
Yes, sir.
All right, last word.
This has been a wonderful event. I have really enjoyed myself. I'm glad we have Judas out in the open now. instead of him receiving 30 pieces of silver, he went and gave 30 pieces of silver to be accepted. Anyway. Hey, bro, you keep doing what you're doing, man. And us talking about finances is a very wonderful thing. These are the things that people should talk about. You know, we love to talk about the things that don't matter. You know, you talk about the Kardashians and you talk about the Real Housewives. All of those things don't matter. And when you sit down, you make an assessment over the things that will help you in your future. That's when you have a peace of mind when you lay down and go to bed.
There you go.
And money is not the root of all evil. The love for money is the root of all evil.
Mm. All right. Now, with that being said, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, y'all. Another great show today. And we covered a lot of stuff. But just to let y'all know, we're going to touch on this subject again Monday on Soapbox Monday. Yeah, because I think there's a lot left out there that we need to talk about. And of course, since I said that there's no show tomorrow, I have a procedure I need to have done, so there will not be any show tomorrow. I'm telling y'all that now. Okay. you know, I'm just letting you know. But you know, we did touch on budgets, right? We did touch on budgets, and it's simple, you know. Like we're saying, you know, be able to do a household budget, but not just do one, work to achieve them. You know, your goals, they have to be specific, realistic, time-based, and flexible. All right? They have to be. And the biggest thing is you have to be disciplined enough to follow it. If you don't, then you're defeating the purpose of even doing a budget. Completely. So if that, you know, and one thing I like to say too, you know, a lot of these 401ks have mutual funds attached to them. And believe it or not, you lose a lot of money doing the mutual funds. Now, if you just must dip and dab into the stock market, then what you should do is go with index funds. Because they're not as expensive, you know, and most of the time they outperform the mutual funds anyway. Okay, and they usually have lower management fees because you don't have to deal with nobody managing it for you, you know, and they trade much less, so the turnover ratio is low, and you don't pay as much taxes on them. So if you got a 401k, you may want to check into that. You need to check into that and see where your money going. And if you can, change it over to the index fund. You know, you make more money that way. And then you can spend a little bit more. That's all I got to say today. All right, y'all, that's it for me today. See y'all Monday on Soapbox Monday. Remember, where we'll be talking finance then also. We may have a special finance guest too. We're still working on that. Well, anyway, remember to keep smiling, show appreciation, and you may get the appreciation shown back to you. Forgive with an open heart, because if your heart is not open, your heart is not open, you can't forgive anyone else. Okay? Well, that's it for me. Till 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 12 p.m. Pacific time, I see y'all Monday. Have a good weekend. All right. Hey, I'm out of here.
$20 in my pocket. to the club like, what up? I got a big cock. I'm just pumped. I bought some shit from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green drapes and a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me. Probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. But shit, it was 99 cents. I get copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy fucking man. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain, bitch. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down?
Thank you.
Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie Brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game, hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, show those. The sneaker heads to be like,
ah, he got the Velcro.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comma, this is fucking awesome.
Ow.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket.